Well, South Africa's unemployment rate has reached an all-time high of just over 30%, and by the expanded definition, it sits at 39.7%. That's with close to 40,000 people having lost their jobs in the first quarter and approximately 8.5 million youths without employment. About 2 years ago, President Ramaphosa launched the Youth Unemployment Service with the promise to ramp up employment. And Tashmia Ismail-Saville, who's CEO of the YES program, joins us now with a closer look at where things are at. Thanks so much, Tashmia, for your time this evening. So, like I say, we've got South Africa's unemployment rate now sitting at over the 30% mark. This in the 3 months to the end of March, which means that the trough hasn't even been hit yet, given the COVID-19 effects that took hold post the March month. How much worse a picture are you pricing in at this stage?
So, you know, the numbers that we're getting from Status A, actually they stopped in mid-March. So it's worse than just getting the end of March numbers. We're anticipating quite a hit on youth, reason being that most people that are able to move to digital work are highly skilled people or more skilled people, whereas a lot of our youth are in entry-level jobs, in tourism, in hospitality, and those were the industries that were hit hardest. So we are looking at large numbers of youth who are going to be searching for employment, and given the number of small businesses that seem to be on their knees or who have already closed, we don't see those opportunities opening up in the near future. So this is, you know, a lot is going to depend on how well companies come out of lockdown, how quickly full lockdown is removed, and how well those business rescue packages actually work to help some of those small businesses survive. Yeah. But that is the most likely place for employment for young people. And that does seem to be decimated.
Oh, so with mass scale job losses the new reality, what does that kind of scenario or this kind of scenario spell for the YES initiative at the end of the day and being able to address the youth unemployment challenge in the country?
We have this very innovative policy amendment from the DTIC, which rewards companies with one or two levels up on the BE scorecard if they invest in youth jobs. So we're very relieved to say that even in the past 5-6 weeks, we've had over 45 company registrations. We still managed to create jobs, even though the average is down from our usual 1,400 a month. We're on 500 this month. We anticipate a bit of an uptick in the last week, but it's still important for companies to be transformed. Mm-hmm. More than ever, you're going to need your scorecard to be in order because business is going to be sought after and you don't want anything getting in the way. So we still believe that policy amendment and the BE level up is still holds a lot of value to firms that will take youth on.
Do you think that we're going to need to see a ramping up further of incentives, Tashmia, for businesses to actually pursue these avenues a little bit more aggressively, especially where that growth scenario is a dire one, and asking them to, you know, to fork out more in order to sustain a program like this?
Absolutely. I think government's going to have to really pull something out of the hat to convince companies to continue to employ. I do think everybody needs to hit a reset button, see this as a portal to make better business decisions. And a business decision is, a good business decision is one for the common good. If society is not stepping forward to employ people, we will not get out of this rut. So it might be taking a little bit of a hit in the short term, mm-hmm. But you know, businesses have to recreate and recraft this economy. There's also another model that we need to, apart from the policy incentives and the government relief measures, I think we also need to be quite creative in the types of workplaces and projects we create for young people. And we need more programs like YES, where there are clever incentives built in that's a win-win for a company and win-win for the country. Mm-hmm. And I think there's still a lot of space within the policy framework to make it easier for small businesses in particular to be able to hire youth. Australia, when they remove dismissal costs for small business, just in a very short space of time, saw 77,000 youth employment jobs created. So there are some lovely examples globally where policy changes around things like dismissal costs were done for small businesses that really was able to ignite that space. And the small businesses have been hit the hardest here. They're the ones that didn't have the buffer to survive lockdown. And that's, of course, where a lot of our youth are going to find their first-time employment opportunities.
Yeah, and of course, incentives like that become especially important in an environment where you're looking at a national treasury that's working with severe constraints and that costing government very little. While we are talking about an out-of-the-box type of thinking that needs to happen here, Tashmir, what's interesting is that employment in the informal sector and private household space increased by 3,000 and 30,000 respectively. What are you putting something like that down to? And is there any way of leveraging off a potential opportunity in those spaces?
So what's quite interesting is all of our youth have a smartphone wherever they are in the country. And we did a COVID survey with them. And we actually saw this type of result. We saw that 69% of our youth said they were spending a whole lot more on data and Wi-Fi. Obviously, being able to keep connected in a world where isolation became a priority to prevent the spread, we saw a lot of spend there. And a lot of households saying that they spent a lot more on food, as well as being at home all day. Maybe the winter cold played a part. Where we're seeing a lot of opportunities in the special projects that we're building is we've got our youth starting to code e-commerce platforms and websites for small businesses. So there's going to be a huge need for these businesses to figure out new ways of trade, and who better than young people with their creativity and their digital skills to build that new marketplace for small businesses. We've also created a second platform which sees township seamstresses. We've got them on a platform where we get the big orders from Absa, Uber. We even got an export order, which we're very thrilled about. Yeah. So our seamstresses from Dipswert and Tembisa have actually got masks orders that have landed in the EU in Belgium. And by creating these sorts of platforms where we give small businesses access to markets, consistency around standards and inputs, we really, you know, these are the kinds of special projects that will take advantage of the spend.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Tashmir, for having joined us this evening. Of course, Tashmir Ismail Saville is CEO of the Youth Employment Service Program.